Dear Chicago.
Sounds good.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Taxes.
Taxes. Taxes.
I am the Grim Reaper and I'm collecting your money.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is, we already said that this is Ricky and this is Taxes.
Girl, I need you to
If you're new, apparently we are too.
Well, you know.
If you're new, we're recording out of Chicago.
Yes.
We're two gay guys just living our lives, telling our lives.
Telling our lies.
Telling our lies. Speaking our truths.
Our truths. Hey, I just want to say welcome to all our new radio, Rainbow Radio listeners.
Yes.
Whoever you are, all three or four of you.
Right.
Please follow us on Facebook. facebook.com/FoulMonkeys.
Or Twitter.
Instagram at
do we have an
your
Instagram?
Mama's gram?
Oh.
Your daddy's gram.
Your granddaddy's gram. Yeah, we went live last week.
Yes.
On Rainbow Radio.
Yes, which was really exciting.
There's a few other Pride 48 podcasters that are over there, but there's also some other people that aren't a part of Pride 48 that are within that group too. So you should go check us out. We are on at Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central.
Yes. Yeah, so please follow. Please listen to us over there. It'd be great.
I mean, it's pretty much the same show that you're probably listening to now, but it's just there for newer people. So if you have someone that you'd like to introduce them to us, you could send them over there. You could send them to iTunes, which we haven't had a review in iTunes in a while, so I would kind of like to have something over there pretty soon so that we could read it.
Okay, that's what I'm
saying.
Right.
I mean,
we need a new review.
Is it hard? Roger, when you did it, is it hard?
No.
When you leave reviews,
it was really hard when I did it. But
when you leave reviews for other people, is it hard?
No, and I actually, speaking of leaving a review for another person, if you guys aren't already listening to That's So Babaloo, take a listen. He's a wonderful human being. He is my brother from another mother. So go over there to iTunes. Or
Stitcher. Why don't
Radio.
You just go over to his podcast and work then?
Shut up. not to be promoting, but I want to promote his.
No, yeah, of course we promote all each other.
And he's a wonderful storyteller. I mean, mm-hmm. for the last episode, I think was like maybe less than 20 minutes, but.
I love a 20-minute podcast.
Yeah, it's nice. As opposed to us who give you an hour.
Right.
Yeah. In any case,
or some others that are like an hour and 20, and I'm like,
are you like Seder? After the hour, you just stop.
Right.
Like 59.59, stop. listen to him on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, on all those avenues, and also
all those things and more.
Leave him a review. I left him a review and it was very easy. That's where I was going with that.
Are you saying Babaloo is easy?
I mean,
he is your brother from a different mother.
Yeah,
he's and you're kind easy. Of, so
he's kind of easy. He's a little easy. He easy peasy. Beautiful cover girl.
Oh, that sounds fine.
Moving along.
All right, so we have some feedback. We're going to go straight into that now, right?
Straight into that.
Straight all up into it.
Yeah.
So let's get these. Let me get my mail working here.
Basically, let him get his shit together.
Let me get my shit
together.
Look, I'm the only one that keeps it on the phone. You never read anything, so whatever.
Okay.
So you remember we were talking about how we fucking hate parking in Chicago?
Yeah.
Listener Alex, who lives out in the suburbs, he's a photographer. He's pretty awesome, and he's listened for a really long time.
Okay.
He said, Ricky, print a few of these and keep them in your car. They come in handy a lot. And it's amazing because it's like a checkoff list and it says youparklikeanasshole.com and then it gives you a little checkoff list of the things that they did wrong and you stick it on their car.
That's amazing.
Like, look, you saw it, right?
Yeah.
So there's two spots, one car. A little too close, too far away from the driveway, too close to my driveway, over the painted lines, diagonal parking, cool car. Diagonal parking, not so cool car. Move up, that's a compact. That's a compact.
Right. I like those are really good for when you have a ginormous truck and it's in, sandwiched in between like a Fit, like a smart car and like a Fiat. It's like someone put too much motherfucking meat in that sandwich.
Right. And also, you know, here in Chicago, they have places where compact cars can park. And if it's not a compact car, you park somewhere else in the parking space. Right. And it's always right. a big, like, suburban, like, church van
right.
in the compact department.
It's like, dude, you're a fucking douchebag.
And the last one, which is my favorite, which has to do with handicap parking, I assume. You got legs that work.
The city should be handing those out.
Right. So, Alex, thank you for sending me that. I'm going to keep them because I'm going to have to print some of that shit out. But the only thing is I'm scared somebody will catch me putting it on their car.
No. Why? You just, but you know what? You need to print them on like something that has removable adhesive, like a post-it note. Print them on something like that. And then you could just slap it on the fucking.
Wherever
driver on the car. Drivers no you want them to see it immediately
mm-hmm.
like you park like an asshole because there's nothing worse than an asshole parker.
So we have some voicemails.
Not Parker as actually, in like Parker the name.
Stupid. I mean,
but you know what I mean.
I did get some feedback on my personal Facebook from a listener, John. He said,
oh, Lord.
I had tears when I left the bus this morning listening to the diarrhea segment of your show. Had to play it for some coworkers again and couldn't stop laughing. You are my favorite podcaster. Thank you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you, Jean.
And, you know, we went back and forth and we just had a little nice chat. That was nice.
I wonder if his name is Jean, like Jean Bonnet.
No, it's John.
Oh, it's just
J-O-H-N.
John.
Yeah. No, it's not Jean or Yon.
Yeah, right. Yon.
He said the one about the pickle was the kicker. He said it sent him over the edge.
Wait, if you feel a little...
If you eat a little pickle, then you feel a little tickle.
Diarrhea.
Something.
So stupid.
They were all amazing, though. I was laughing so hard just listening to it.
Yeah.
So, I was telling him, it takes... I said it takes a true child at heart to be able to laugh at something like that at like 37 years old.
It takes something.
So thanks, John, for listening. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some voicemails. You got your headphones ready?
Mm-hmm. I also want to mention, did you see the last tweet from Hendrick?
Yes.
I have no idea what he's referring to. But you can take that unsubscribe, and you know what to do with that.
Put it in your booty.
Yeah. Put it in that South African / German / Russian / I don't know what the fuck you are. Booty.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Wait. What? We got four, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Ginger Bear, it's Lala from Pawnee, Indiana. I have so many things to tell you about, because apparently you guys decided to talk about everything that's been pissing me off lately, including the fact that if my street does get plowed when it snows, they can just go down the middle and make dry mountains on either side and no one can get out of their damn driveway.
Really
like, thanks, pretend city working people. I don't know, like, it's really rude. They just go down the middle. I don't, whatever. And then you start talking about people who hate their jobs. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you about this crow.
And then she got cut off.
Yeah, I saw. hopefully that recorded.
No, it did record. It was showing on here recorded, but it was really low. So I don't know why it was so loud.
Really loud.
Yeah.
It was really loud.
I don't know. Lala, thank you for calling. And we'd love for you to call and finish your story because we want to know. We want to know about that bitch. All right. Next call. You ready?
Sure. God damn, I can't listen to this shit. It's really loud.
Stop complaining.
Suck a dick.
It's bacon, and I'm going to talk really fast. So anyway, I'm listening to the show about the Chicago Party. And you were talking about the...
What are you, fucking deaf?
...who are...
it's like really loud.
Like to call dead wood, and it's time to shake the tree and get rid of the dead wood. Basically, people who are stuck in their ways and don't want to reinvent the wheel because they don't see things as broke, so why fix it? And lastly, RIP, R-I-P, retired in place. So basically, they just sit there forever. And usually, where I work, they're kind of an entry-level job, so it kind of sucks because we can't get young ones to come in and train in those jobs and then move up to the higher paid jobs or where there might be a little bit more responsibility. But anyway, time to Fitbit. That was funny. And what was I going to say? Okay, I was going to talk fast. Go back.
Everyone loves the big bacon.
Right. Mm. Everyone loves the bacon. And she's referring to our last conversation where we were talking about we have people that we work with that just need to fucking retire and they don't. I do like her retired in place. But oh my God, could you imagine being an entry level job for your whole career? Uh-uh. Ain't nobody got time for that.
No one has time for that.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
Well, that's exactly what we talked about last week. There's people who do that, and I'm, no, thank you.
No, thank you. Should we listen to the other two calls or wait for the next show to do that one?
And we can do them all now if you want. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. I'm greedy. You ready for the next one?
Sure.
Here we go.
Look, bitches, this is Nort, one of those straight guys that Nick, who you mentioned on the last show. Not that I listen or anything. Anyway, I'm going to be trying quick as possible because this is not going to be very interesting to someone who isn't going to Nick, but here we go. First of all, do go to a class. If there's Joanne's Fabrics one, any of the ones in the stores, just go. 2 or 3 hours, and they'll be able to sit down with you and just show you. And these people do properly know how to actually show you what to do. It's great to have friends and family who can do this as well, but the other guys can show you properly. It's one of those things. And once you've attended one of those classes, the books that you've got and the videos on YouTube, they'll start making a lot more sense than they do now. You'll be able to actually see properly what they're doing. After you've been to one of these things, if you go, try and put some time aside every day to knit. Even if it's just 10 minutes, keep doing something every day. Otherwise, leave it a few days, you'll sit down and you'll not have a fucking clue what you're doing all of a sudden. So regular practice, even if it's only 5 or 10 minutes, just sit and do some. Also, walk before you run. Just learn to cast on and do a basic knit stitch first, just the regular, stockinette stitch. Once you're comfortable with that, then move on to doing purl and knitting purl, then increasing and decreasing, but one stage at a time. Otherwise, if you go too quickly, trust me, you'll fall off over tip. Experiment with different yarns and needles. Try a couple of metal ones and some bamboo ones and acrylics. Different needles work better with different yarns, and they're going to suit your style better. Don't have any of this more than, if you're just trying out 4mm, 5mm, and 6mm, because most of the yarns that you're starting out with, you're going to be looking at that thickness of needle to knit with them. Also, experiment with different yarns, and don't
Should
actually
I be writing
be
this down?
Acrylics. Most of the 100% acrylics are shit, but they can also be quite cheap and therefore disposable. Chenille is not cheap, but that's a good one. It's like kind of thick and fluffy, often given for geared towards like baby stuff or blankets. But it's nice and thick, and it's a one piece. It's not several strands wrapped around each other, so you don't have to worry about sticking your needle right through the middle of the thread. But yeah, they're being disposable. Like I said, it's good because...
Okay, so we got cut off and he called back, but let's respond to a little bit of this call before we go on to his next one.
I mean, why go to a class? He can just give us...
Oh, no, he's like giving us the lesson, right? Oh, man... Maybe we can have like a Google Hangout, but oh, then
now you know how to do that.
But I know I still don't know how to.
Stupid.
The only thing is I still wouldn't be able to learn even through the Google Hangout because I get so fucked up like watching the YouTube videos that I can't. I'm like, this person's left-handed. I'm right-handed. I can't do all this. But I am working on a basic knit stitch scarf, and it's special. It's got some special patterns in it.
All you have to do is go slow.
And you
don't try to get fancy.
You
just
should be
go
in good
slow.
Light too. Good light. Because yes. I think that's what. And don't take Ambien when you're doing it. Because, girl, like towards the end of the night, the other night, I was like, couldn't even function hardly. All right, so let's listen to his second part of the call here. Thank you for calling.
Wait a minute, and he's straight?
Yes, he actually lives, I think he lives in Michigan now. But he's from England or UK or wherever over
right.
there.
He sounded a little Australian, but...
I don't think so. Might do. But he is, I knew that he was a knitter from like a long time ago.
Okay. And he's straight?
And he's straight. Yeah, I know, right?
I know.
There are some straight knitters. He, when he was talking about knitting.
I mean, you being a straight up knitter.
Right, straight up knitter. But when we were talking about like straight guys knitting uh-huh. or just guys knitting in general, and I, you know, because he's straight, I was like, well, that's the only circle you'll ever be in.
Circle jerk. Well, unless you did that before. I
right.
Don't know, who knows?
All right, this is a second continuation of a second call.
Yes.
Knitting tips part two. Like I said, 100% acrylic. It's often shit, but get it in just so you can have something you can have a bash with. And then
I do want to comment on that real quick. That 100% acrylic shit is itchy and it's gross.
That's what that is. And it's the, I mean, I understand what he's saying in terms of practicing
it. Yeah.
That's why I said you should have practiced on that other one instead of using that. I guess that's the reason why, a little bit of a backstory. When we went to the Windy Nitty, the young lady told Ricky to start off on this particular type of yarn. I was against that because I didn't start on that. I started on really good fabric or like good knitting.
Because you can't have anything than less than that.
Correct. for all you single people out there, make sure your pocketbook is ready. Anyway, so I told, you know, she was telling him you need to get this one because it's a little bit it's not as expensive, but you know, it's a little bit more versatile, blah blah blah. I personally did not want him to get that one. I would rather him have gotten a little bit more expensive one, because once he practiced on the fabric, the acrylic one that he had at home, then he could, and he honed his skills in, he can then just go ahead and make himself a really nice scarf. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything because, you know, that's, it's his prerogative if he wants to do that.
And that shit was $13.
Yeah. And mine was $13.50 and it was only $50.
Oh, wait, no, mine was on sale for
$11.
Was it $11 or $8.50?
No, I think it was.
Anyway, it's still expensive.
Yeah. I mean, yarn's expensive, especially if you consider, like, when you go to Joann Fabrics, like, their stuff there is like.
I her think, stuff at Joann Fabrics.
Mm-mm. Right. Joann's Fabrics. Her shit is like $3 for like 100% expensive acrylic. I'm like, really? It's gross. Anyway.
Or it's like, what's her name from. when she was like, we use 100%. What is it?
Oh, yeah. It's 100% synthetic weave.
Yeah. Synthetic real hair. You ain't got to touch that shit. But it's acrylic yarn. All right. Let's finish.
Anyways, yes.
If you end up having to throw it away, it's not a big deal. That goes on to my next point, which is no matter how good you are, usually the first few rows that you're knitting, they're going to fight you every step of the way. So just be patient and persevere. Have a drink with you, you know, chill, get through it. Believe me, knitting has taught me a lot of patience that I never had before. And finally, washcloths and scarves are your friends, because you can sit down. That's what I did with the crochet, which I'm learning at the moment. Just cast on maybe, depending on the thickness, 20 to 30. Then just go through on the same stitch over and over, and you'll get your hands used to doing the basic operation. Sometimes you just have to step back, let your brain go somewhere else, and just let your hands learn, if you know what I mean. Same with scarves. You can do a very basic knit practice. Like if you just in the plain knit stitch, they create some fantastic, lovely, thick, warm scarves that are marvelous, and you can just go on as you please, no problem. And people like those, particularly if you have any young female relatives, get some pink chenille, knit a scarf. It'll be easier than using regular wool. And
I stopped it for a second. What's chenille? What's that feel like? Is that
it's kind of like
is that alpaca? Like that?
No, it's a specific, I want to say it's very similar to, like velvet. Uh-huh. It's in that same sort of family. I may be wrong, but.
Well, but you're certified in everything.
I'm almost positive it's like that. Either that or it's kind of like a cross between the velvet and the lace. So it's kind uh-huh. of like in that sort of, and it's like shiny, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yarns, and the kid's gonna absolutely bloody love it. I think that's everything. If that was any use at all, let me know. If it wasn't, don't worry about it, and you are under no obligation to play this on the show, because most people are probably not going to be interested. But hey, keep up the good work, and you know how to contact me. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for calling, Nott. Yeah.
I mean, he was talking about it is fabulous and
it is bloody fun.
I mean,
I'm like, bloody happy he called.
I am too. He is very secure in his manhood. Let me just tell you.
But you know, I appreciate that. I think I told you when we were talking about that I've seen a lot of straight guys that knit.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think it's like chenille is like that shine. It's kind of like it's sort of like a velvet, kind of like a. So it's kind of like a mix of like velvet material.
Oh, and it's kind of stretchy.
And it's a little, it's not too stretchy.
It's kind of like corduroy.
Like a shiny corduroy, softer.
Yeah.
Yes. But anyway.
That's a good description.
It is a good description. See, I was halfway right.
But we're working on it. And I'm going to try to finish this. I actually pulled my own yarn into a ball. Last weekend.
You were pretty amazing, I have to say. It took you forever because you were like too busy focusing on other things.
Yeah, I was watching a TV show.
Right, and you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't watch a TV show and learn how to knit. should focus on one thing at a time.
I can roll the ball of yarn while I'm watching something. It's not that hard.
Well, no, there were a couple accidents you had.
No. The accident was that I didn't know I was supposed to clip the strings that were holding the yarn together. I thought they were part of the yarn. I'm like, how the fuck does this work? And then I held the integrity of the yarn.
You did. Because let's remember.
The integrity of the yarn is the most important thing.
Most important thing.
And why does it look like I'm using yarn plus my dog's hair to make this scarf? Yeah,
because you don't brush your dog's hair.
They're short hair. You can't brush them.
Yes, you can.
Okay. Well, try it.
I have a short-haired dog, too.
So what else we got to talk about? Thank you for calling, Nott. We really appreciate it, even though Roger cannot believe that you were straight.
Is he cute?
Yeah.
Do you have a picture?
He's married. I'll find one for you.
Okay. I don't care if he's married. I'm not trying to jump his bones.
I kind of think that from what I remember, they kind of met through maybe the podcasting world.
Oh, fun.
Not podcasters, but they're listeners of other shows, I think, maybe. I can't remember the whole story, but that's how they met.
That's fun.
And then his wife lived in Michigan, and then he lived in England, and then they saw each other for a while, and then married.
And they got married.
I wonder if he knitted her wedding gown.
Talk about hot and sweaty.
Hot and sweaty. Hot and sweaty.
Anyways.
All right. So last weekend, you guys, we're moving on to the Trello now. And you know, yes. This is that.
Oh, wait, no more.
No, we don't have any emails, no tweets or.
Do we want to tell the listeners the good stuff that's been going on? Because we really didn't talk about that the last time either.
Let's wait until we have it going.
Okay. Just send us good juju.
Can we do that? Because I don't want to say something and then it not happen.
Right.
And then I got egg up all on my face like Big Fatty did last week.
Oh, God.
Oh, hold on. I'm adjusting the microphone because I need to sit down.
I'm
old.
I'm all over the place today.
I need to sit down for 30 minutes and stand up for 15. So last week after we recorded, you guys, you know, we recorded 2 1-hour shows, which was, you know, hard a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But oh no, this was the next day. Roger came and stayed the night at my place. We did the knitting thing. We watched some foreign movie that was kind of weird but kind of good at the same time.
It was not good. It was weird and it was not
good.
It
was mysterious. It was about child molestation or something weird.
No, it was that's not true. Stop saying that. It was about a kid who was trying to
seduce his teacher.
By creating this like lie that he was kicked out of his home and all this stuff. And then he ends up committing suicide.
No, he didn't commit suicide. He accidentally fell, right? When he was getting the ball off the ceiling, he fell by accident.
Oh yeah. Okay. Maybe.
Girl, were you on Ambien when you watched it?
No, I was on Ivy fucking acting up.
Cause we
watched, I was trying to knit.
I was trying to knit a. and then we also watched Transparent.
Oh yeah, did you finish watching?
We haven't finished watching it. We're on the third or fourth episode.
What do you
because
think?
we got stuck watching The Fall, which is
so good. Oh my god, so good. Did you watch the full 6?
Yeah, we watched it.
Oh my god,
we watched 2 episodes a night until we were done.
Amazing.
That guy is the guy that's going to be Christian Grey in 50 Shades of Grey, which almost makes me want to go see that movie, even though I know nothing about the books. He's so hot.
Hot.
But Gillian Anderson's pretty.
She's good in the show.
Pretty.
I don't like that she talks like this a little bit. I don't like that. Like,
I think that's her actual accent.
No, she's American. She was born in Chicago. She lived in England, though, but she was born in Chicago and then she came back.
Well,
she has
an English accent because she lived there. Oh yeah, she's one of those people that chooses which one she wants to speak.
No,
I remember that.
Well, she's lived there for many, 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 many years. And I don't know if she came back to Chicago or she still lives in England. But I know she's like, what's that called, transatlantic? Mm-hmm. So she comes back and forth.
I guess Madonna's trying to claim that too.
but Madonna has lived in England for a very long time.
Yeah, but she was British before she moved there, though.
Stupid. No, she's not.
She had the accent before she moved there. And then Guy Ritchie, all of a sudden, she's English.
All right. So, we're talking about Transparent. So let's move on to that. what did you think? So what do you think of the 3 episodes?
It's good so far. I like what you said, that the show isn't really, it's not all based on the main character, which is
I guess I could say this because I've seen the whole season, but the show, the three episodes that you've seen, I'm sure you could already tell it almost has nothing to do with her coming out as a transgendered person. It's really about all the secrets that everyone else
are holding
and it's sort of starting to unravel.
But it also tells of how excuse me, how horrible his family is, just yes, in general, and yes, how they treat
that first episode where he says that his kids, he doesn't understand how his kids, how he raised three selfish kids. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very, first of all, it was very telling as to how the season. I mean, I guess I could say this because I've already seen it, but it is very telling.
Don't be getting no clues.
How the rest of the season plays out
mm-hmm.
when he says that, when you first hear that in the first episode. Because it really does, like I said, it does really focus on everyone's transgressions and their secret lives that they live, when really it has nothing to do about, you know, about his coming out. Actually, his coming out is sort of a little bit diminished because everyone else's story
is taking over.
Right. But it's just fascinating because the acting itself, and the stories that are being told. I mean, these are things that happen every day to people.
Every day.
And I think this is probably one of the very first shows that I've seen in a long time that actually, you know, some shows you can say, oh, this is very much like real life. Like, for example, Lucky. You know, mm-hmm. that's very much, you know, it could be said that that's a lot of stuff that like that happens in real life. But this show in particular, I feel, is probably the closest to things like this happening in real life. Like, this is real life playing out on, you know, the screen.
I also like that, not to diminish other trans women,
mm-hmm.
but I also like the fact that he looks like a real man and still dresses as a woman, but you can obviously tell,
right,
that he's still a man rather than a dolled up version of a woman that we sometimes see in other movies.
Yes, yes, yes.
So he's,
well, it's the realistic part of the story.
Right.
It's, I want to say, if I'm not mistaken, someone in that core of people, like the writers, and I mean, one of the writers, this is her story. Her dad transitioned into a woman. So this is all based on real life. So I think mm-hmm. that's the reason why it has that sort of very, very, very realistic feel to it. But I think one of the other people, I don't know if it's a producer or one of the writers on the writing team, they were a part of 6 Feet Under. And that
it kind of has a 6 Feet Under feel to it.
And I think that's the reason why I mean, 6 Feet Under to me is by far one of the best shows ever. And I think
stop.
And I think this show is very similar to that, where mm-hmm. it's like you just connect on multiple different levels, and
it's not a happy show. I mean, there's nothing really happy about anything.
No, and it's really interesting because there's something very sad about the characters, but at the same time, it's like it draws you in enough to be like, wow, I really understand that, and I feel for you. I feel for you in the sense that you just get it. Like, that's something that you would probably do yourself. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So you connect with the character that well. I think it's an amazing show. I can't wait for the second season. Everyone should watch the show, not only for the good entertainment value, but I just think it's a really good perspective on transgender life mm-hmm. and what it's like for people who are trying to transition and make those decisions on coming out. And you know, for example, like, I don't know if you've heard, but Bruce Jenner apparently.
I saw that. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that, but I'm kind of like,
Well, I mean, here's the thing, and here's the thing that I don't like about what they're doing to him is, if this is something that he is doing, that's really hurtful. That they're essentially making him look out like a clown. And whatever that magazine, I can't remember what the name of the magazine was. I think In Touch
or something.
Like, that's really so highly disrespectful.
Like, I see that part, but I kind of see this as a business thing where they're going to film a show and they're going to film him telling his family, and then his family's going to react. Right. And then there's going to be his or her own show.
Right.
If it's true, because we really don't know. They haven't really confirmed it.
I mean, I can't. But, I mean, why would you want to do that if it isn't true?
Because they want money. But I mean, they're greedy. You'll do anything.
I don't know. I don't necessarily think I don't know if he's necessarily a part of that train. I think it's more the Kardashian side of it, not mm-hmm. necessarily him. Because if you notice, I don't know if you've ever seen any of his of their shows, but he's hardly. I mean, he's in it because he has to be.
Trash.
Oh. girl. Do you not remember the movie that we just watched last weekend?
What movie?
The Spanish movie.
Trash like American trash. Oh. Like.
Anyway.
People should not be on TV trash.
I get what you're saying. But I really think like I don't understand why we as a society have to make. Like, I hate the fact that they're making fun of him. I hate the fact that they're doing that stuff because it's just kind of like, you know what? No one knows what it's like to be in a position where you have something like that. You've lived with it for so long and now you finally feel like you're free enough to say something and all people are doing are ridiculing you. And I get the aspect of it because entertainment to me is like, I feel like most people think of it as a fucking sport. It's not. I get why people do that because they've splashed their life all on TV and on newsprint and whatever, and they've made themselves available for that. But at the same time, I think something like this, I think that we as human people should just be a little bit more compassionate.
Human people.
Yes.
That's like a...
Double entendre? No, that's...
It's a double negative.
Yeah, whatever.
Human people.
Well, you know.
Well, I think it's just because of who his family is, and that's why they're doing that. It might also be because he is an Olympian or Olympic athlete, or was. So, you know, I don't know. It's kind of fucked up. I mean, because you don't see them doing that to anyone else.
Well, there have been. It's just that there have been documentaries and stories and things like that about other people. I mean, the problem is that those people aren't stars like him. They're not public eye. They're not people that were, you know, Olympians in like their past Buck Angel. Life.
Like right. Buck Angel.
Oh, have you seen that documentary? You know that he divorced? They got divorced?
Yeah, and they're in a big feud right now over money.
Yep, because she had money and... But I mean, it's just like people, it's just, I feel it just, you know, again, one of these things where it's like, I understand the, you know, sport aspect of it, you know, because he is such a name and he's had his name in the Kardashian clan or whatever. So I get that. But then it's just like, we should respect a little bit more his privacy. Because after all, he is, you know, a person that is coming out with whatever it is that he's coming out with.
Okay, well, we don't know a lot about transitions and all that stuff. We're still all learning from that. But let's talk about something that we know something about, and that's food.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You guys, last weekend, we went to this pizza place.
Do you know how many people have asked me where that place is at?
No one's ever heard of it.
No, there was a couple people. Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know
what? And it's not new.
No, it's not new. It's been there forever, obviously, but...
But the restaurant is also the size of this room. So
the size of a stadium.
You guys, when we sat at the booth, I thought that I was going to get cut in half.
He sat in the booth and he was like, oh, girl. He's like, can you move the table? I'm like, it's fucking stuck to the wall. I'm like, I can't move the table.
You guys, it's like a chicken pot pie, except for it's all pizza on the inside. And they bring it to you and they turn it upside down and pull the bowl out of it. And the top is just all cheese. And we posted pictures of it and people like went crazy.
It's very fascinating. So it's good. Kind of, and the, you know what? And the crust is really like nice and like, it's not super doughy. It's not too thin. And it's really nice and like, it's kind of crispy, kind of not. I don't know. It was really good. I mean, the pizza was good and it tasted very like, a really good homemade pizza.
It tastes like homemade salsa. Yeah. I mean, not salsa, sauce.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's like something that your mom would make.
Yes.
And the best part is they put whole button mushrooms under it, and they were so good.
Yes, they were kind of good. Oh,
I want to go back so bad.
Yes. The flatbread that we got before was amazing. I mean, I'm not even lying to you. It was like... the size of like four Bibles put together. Like four
Why Bibles.
I don't know. It was just the book I was thinking of.
What size Bibles, though? Because you could have the little miniature Bibles that are like this, and then the huge Bibles that they have in the church.
The miniature Bibles.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't very big at all.
No, it was really big.
It was really good.
It was huge.
The pizza, and we only got the half pound version. There's actually a pound version as well. But I don't see how someone could eat that.
Oh, I could see how someone can eat it. That's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
And then the next thing I saw this week, I read an article of where KFC is doing trials of the double down hot dog.
Ew.
So you know how they had the double down sandwich, how instead of the bread, they used the pieces of chicken as bread?
I'm sorry, but that looking at that gave me a heart attack.
Well, yeah, clearly. I mean, I was disgusted, but it also makes me want to try it.
Right.
Actually, what I said to my friend...
Two fried... Fried pieces of chicken breast.
Holding a hot dog.
Wait. And then it's got what, cheese? And then it's got bacon. And it's a heart attack.
My friend Keith that posted it, I was like, where's the chili? I mean, we have come to a point of where we're going to eat a hot dog with fried chicken as the bun. I mean, where else can we go?
Well, I mean, that's like that waffle taco from Taco Bell? It's waffle.
Pretty good. I've had it.
I have not had that.
The wrap is pretty good too with the bacon. You know, I'm a Taco Bell aficionado. I even have the app on my phone so I can order it.
And don't say that out loud.
Is that the saddest thing I've ever said? Yes.
Yes.
Am I proud? Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So you have on here Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce.
Yes.
And I did not write that, and I did not respond back.
I know you didn't, because I wrote that. Okay. So I don't know if you guys are watching any of my Bravo peeps. If you guys are watching Girlfriend's Guide to Divorce, that show is pretty amazing.
Is it a reality show?
No, it's not a reality show. It's a scripted show. It's just really good. I think I love that all the actors are pretty good in it. Janine Garofalo is in it, and
she
is amazing. She hasn't been in these last couple episodes, so I don't know if that means that she's not going to be on the show anymore. But it's a really good show. It's just this woman who, her and her husband decide that they want to get divorced. Because they're no longer in love, or someone cheated, and just what goes on. And she's a writer, and he's a director, and it just kind of goes through the story of that. So, if you guys haven't watched it, catch up on it because it's really good.
I'm trying to think what else that we've been watching. We've been waiting for House of Cards to come on. I don't think the new season's out yet.
No, it's coming out March.
Okay, so we're waiting on that.
March something.
And we'll just go through everything on the list, and then the next show, I don't know what we'll talk about, but we'll talk about something. So the Trello stuff, we'll just talk about all in one show, because we still have 15 minutes left. So
I could talk about other stuff, and then we could use that for topic on the second show.
Okay.
Because then we're not gonna have
what else you got, because it's not on the Trello. So
I didn't put it on because I just thought about it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Well,
okay.
So bring in the idea. Let me hear it. And then I'll say yes or no.
So so yeah.
One way show.
What? So yesterday I went and got a haircut.
I can see.
Yes. And you haven't commented on it, asshole. Anyways, I went and I got a haircut yesterday.
It's this, I mean, to me, you've had the same haircut before. So yeah, I knew you got a haircut.
Yes.
Because you posted a selfie, and you shaved since you've posted that selfie.
Yes, I shaved this morning.
See, I noticed.
And I did my eyebrows.
Is your shaver, like, digital, electric?
No.
I thought it had some kind of digital, like...
It's digital in the sense that it tells you the sizes when you can go up, and it tells you the number.
So you don't have to put attachments on it?
No. The attachment's already on it.
Oh.
So then you put like one, like if you want four is the shortest, which is what I have today, because my stupid ass accidentally I started off with one, and I was like, okay, I'll do one, because then
that cuts it all off, right?
The one doesn't, the one leaves you a little hair, Mine, this was 0.4.
Oh, 0.4.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say 4, that's like, gives you
like
long
right,
hair.
Like, yeah. No, no, I went to 1, and I was like, because I wanted to have like a little bit of a shadow, because then it takes a little bit longer to grow in. And it wasn't fully charged, so I was like doing this as it was charging. And it and so when I went, I let it sit there for a minute, and I forgot to take it back up to 1. And I started shaving. I was like, why is it close to my face? And I looked at the fucking thing, and it was at 0.4. And I'm like, damn it! So I had to finish. So I did a 0.4 all over my face. And I fixed my eyebrows.
I did a 0.4 all over my all over your face.
Shut up.
Do you do your eyebrows with a shaver, too?
No. I have, like, an eyebrow razor that I sculpt them in.
But I don't understand looking, eyebrows. I don't have enough to really...
Well, you're lucky, because as you could see in the picture previous to all the hair on my face, now is all gone.
You're like Frida, what's her face, with the
Frida
unibrow.
Kahlo. Yeah, no, I do not have a unibrow. I did when I was younger.
You should grow one for Halloween and be her.
No. Anyway, so I got in. So yesterday was the first time that I actually went to a male barber, and he was really cute.
Gay?
No, he was straight.
So you're in a straight... barber or
barbershop.
A straight guy barbershop.
Yes. I mean, all of them are straight. It's a family owned business. And
we just got a phone call.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Oh. And yeah, it was a very interesting I've always, as I said the last time, I've only gotten my hair cut by a female for the last 30 years. So it was really strange to sit in a barber chair and then sit in a barber shop, although I would tell you half the clientele in there was gay. Like,
were they Latinos doing the haircuts?
No, they were, I think they're Italian. And the guy that was cutting my hair, his name is RJ, he was very cute, and he had curly hair, and I was sitting here like I was like, girl, you need to cut your weave, because it was looking a little crazy. And anyway, so that was very interesting, but he did a really good job. He left it a little longer on the top than I wanted, but that's okay.
It looks good.
I like what he did, and he was able to do the line, which is nice, because my other stylist, she couldn't do it because I was too tall, and she didn't want to mess it up, so she always had someone else do it for me. So I never got it with her all the time.
So they shave that line?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they shave
it. I always wonder how they got that.
Yeah. So he did a really good job for the first time. So I found my barber that I'm going to go to now.
His name is RJ. He's going to be my baby mama in a month.
Yes. And I was like, it was kind of funny because he was like, we were just talking and, you know, he was like, oh, how'd you hear about us? And I was like, oh, one of my coworkers goes to you. And he's like, oh, wow, that's really cool. And then he said, and then I said, but he's never actually sat with you. He's always sat with Anthony, which is one of the owners of the barber.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and I go, but he's seen you cut other people's hair, and he's had friends who sat with you. And he goes, oh, he's like, well, I must have left an impression. I was like, well, yeah, you did. Even you not touching his head, you still left an impression. So he's like, okay, that's good.
Did he come around and like accidentally put his dick on your arm? You know how sometimes they do that?
No, but he was very touchy. He was very nice. He was very like... You know, he's just a very nice guy, you know, just a very nice straight guy. But anyway, so I did that yesterday, which was kind of fun. Yeah, anyways, so I shaved off and fixed my eyebrows because I hadn't done it in a very long time. And I started to notice that I'm missing a couple hairs on one of my eyebrows.
How do you know?
Oh, I see. It's just like thinning out. Yeah, like in here, it's like thinning out. And then I saw my ball spot in the back and I'm like, oh, shit, that's like it's starting to get a little thinner.
So it happens with age. Does, yeah. You're getting older.
And I'm getting fat. So, I mean, that's kind of like why it's all happening.
It's all age.
All happening.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't care.
You ready for the next? Let's do the surprise phone call.
I am proud of my bald spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, no one says that, but.
I mean, they just love silence.
Hey, guys. It's Nicole back in sunny, sunshiny Florida. I'm actually calling from work, which is always nice. I'm the only one here, so I can do pretty much whatever I want. Was thinking of doing a cartwheel down the hallway, but alas, don't know how, and I'd probably knock myself unconscious with my boobs. Just was calling to say hi to everyone and say I had such a great time up there in Chicago. Can't wait to visit again and see everyone again and maybe be on the show again. You never know. Sorry, I haven't written any poems. I'll see if I can get on that. and brought up a good one about my experience, my hours picked up here at work. So I've been fairly busy, but I'll get on that. And I hope you guys have a great day, and this better go on the show. Don't delete me. Bye.
Well, thank you for calling, Nicole.
Thank you for calling. I just want to mention...
We were on the beginning of Big Fatty's show last week.
Oh, were we?
Where we were talking about where I was like, you've only heard that because I told you. You're like, I've heard it once.
That actually, I heard a couple episodes of his but at the very beginning. But yeah, there's too many other things going on that I can't.
Thank you, Nicole, for
calling. Thank you, Nicole. Can I just... Okay, this is how... I just want to... I don't know if anybody notices this when they have Google voicemails come through their voice, through their email. But I just want to read...
La Google.
The translation of what her call was on Google voicemail. It's pretty funny. Hey, guys, it's Nicole back in money, sunshiny Florida. I'm actually calling from work, which is always nice. I'm the only one here, so I can do pretty much whatever I want. We're thinking of doing a car wheel down the hallway. But alas, don't know how, and I'm calling about my cell phone contest with mobile.
Oh.
Just was calling to say hi to everyone. It's had such a great time up there in Chicago. Can't wait to visit again and see everyone again. And then maybe be on the show again. You never know. Sorry, I had a written any palm. I'll see if I can get on that and write up a good one about my experience. My hours picked up your work.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Okay. But then fairly busy. But I'll get on that, and I hope you guys have a great day, and this better go on the show. Don't go we meet. Yeah.
Which we accidentally deleted her last email to us.
Oopsie. I just want to tell everyone, if the Google gods can hear us, fix that shit.
Fix it.
Because
that makes no sense.
No sense, but it's kind of funny and when you read it out loud.
You're Google. Why don't you have your shit together? You're Google.
Yes.
Maybe they're working on it. They're working on it.
It's horrible. Okay, so how much more time we have left on this show?
We got 8 minutes.
Okay, so I just want to... just to give everybody an update on Adnan, because I thought I'd give...
Oh, yeah.
We haven't talked about that. Yeah. So anyway, so I'm not sure if everyone knows or if everyone is aware. Apparently, they were able to get Asia McLean. She got a hold of his current lawyer, which is mm-hmm. Justin Brown, and she explained to him the story, and she was like, everything that Urich said is a lie. I never said that I was being, held against my will or being forced to write the right. letter, yada, yada, yada. So, after they had talked... She doesn't live in Maryland anymore. She actually lives in Washington state. And she has a lawyer now that's representing her in Maryland. Anyway, so they got together and she recanted all the stuff that they said about her. And she wrote a letter saying that this is what happened. I was his alibi. He was with me in the library. I have other witnesses that can vouch for that. So they submitted, they had amended the stuff that they submitted to the Maryland court. And the Maryland court denied it, the amendment. And so right now, I don't know if I see this, it's a little confusing. I'm not, obviously, this is, I mean, I know everything, but I don't know everything. I'm not exactly sure why. I don't know if the prosecutors or the district attorney is the one that denied the amendment, or if the actual court denied the amendment, or if they're petitioning to deny that part of the amendment or that part of his what he's trying to get. It's confusing to me, so I'm not sure if it actually did happen. In any case, they responded and they said, no, that we don't want it. We want to discredit that or take that out of his initial application. Mm-hmm. Because, they had already previously proved that it couldn't be used or whatever. I don't know what that really says about his case. But there's, you know, as we all know, there still continues to be more and more stuff that's coming out that they did wrong in the case. And now the voices are starting to get louder and louder and louder. And
louder, louder, and louder.
And I think that there's going to be pressure put on the Maryland court system to do something for Adnan. So anyway, that was that. That's the update on that. Yeah.
Did you ever write him a letter again?
I did write him a letter.
Oh, okay.
I did send him a letter. This time it was just a letter, not a card. So I'm hoping that he responds. I don't know if he has or not, because I sent it out like
he probably gets like millions and millions of them, or at least thousands.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. She hasn't really said anything about that. Rabia hasn't said anything about that since, but I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he's going through a lot.
Maybe we should become.
He ain't got a lot to do up in there.
Maybe we should become pen pals with a prisoner, but with one that's going to be in prison like for a long time, because I don't want to have to be like, oh, why are you at my house?
Right. You know?
I said we could be friends. I didn't say we could be friends,
girl. Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's just a strange thing. I don't know. I mean, it's the more that I read up on this, and the more like there's several people, several lawyers actually that are sort of like following this. You know, there's obviously his lawyer, and then there's Deirdre from the Innocence Project that's also following up on this. And then, you know, there's another lawyer, I want to say Shannon Simpson or something like that. I can't remember, but there's another lawyer that's also following the story and sort of dissecting everything that keeps coming out. And I mean, just the stuff that, and she is a criminal lawyer, so she can decipher a lot of the stuff. And I mean, it's just insane. The stuff that she keeps saying is just like, I can't believe that this actually ever went to trial. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, I wanted to give an update on Adnan. Anything else?
I'm trying to think of, I did start listening to the new podcast you were telling me about,
Invisibilia. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've listened to the first two episodes, and it's what I found really interesting is the guy that did the study on the children and how they had like all this freedom on, you know, like on this, in this town in Massachusetts or somewhere.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then as those children grew up, he did studies on their children and how they're so locked down and they're not able to go anywhere. It's really interesting.
Isn't it interesting? I mean,
and then the guy that had the thoughts of like murdering his wife and stabbing people, I could totally see that happening to somebody. Like just one day you're just like, oh, what would it be like to murder someone? What would it be like to do? I mean,
where it becomes so overpowering.
I think we kind of always have that thought. I mean, I wish they were fucking dead, you know, but we don't ever act on it or wish that it really would happen.
Well, it's it's one of the, it's that fight or flight response in your brain. And I think that most people, like, it was interesting how he was like, oh, I want to kill her. I want to kill her, because that's how, like, he kept repeating that. And, but yet he never acted on it, obviously, because he knew, but I love how the psychologist or, you know, the doctor kind of responded. It's like, you're not actually going to do it. Like when he had him put the knife to his throat, it's like, you're not actually going to cut. But this is sort of the, I want you to work it out, play it out, because you're not going to actually do something like that. But it was, yeah, it's a really interesting
podcast. You guys check that podcast out. It's by NPR. It's called Invisibilia. And we have to go. So thank you for listening, Rainbow Radio. Thank you for listening, all the new listeners.
Yes, please, all our new continue. Listeners.
Get and back to us. You'll get the information at the end of
the podcast.
This recording.
Yes.
And we got to go.
All right.
Bye. Deuces. This is Ricky.
This is Texas.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys. And visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys. And make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.